Across the country, public schools are required to identify and support students experiencing homelessness. A new report finds many schools in Pennsylvania may be undercounting. Keystone Crossroads' Jen Kinney tells us more.
Identifying homeless students isn't as easy as it sounds. Many school districts check student lists against local shelters or other homeless service agencies. But that leaves out a lot of kids, says Anna Shaw Amoa, lead author of a new report by the Pennsylvania nonprofit Research for Action.
Those who are living in hotels, in places not meant for habitation, like cars and abandoned buildings, about three-quarters of homeless students nationwide are living doubled up, meaning that they're in somebody's house living temporarily.
According to the report, it's likely that most parts of Pennsylvania are undercounting. The state average for students in poverty who are homeless is significantly lower than the national average. And Shaw Moa says Philadelphia's rate seems especially low. Homeless students are less likely to graduate high school, and not graduating high school makes adults more likely to become homeless. So identifying those students is a first step to breaking that cycle. For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Jen Kinney.